it a lot easier to organize your DVR list. We have our own tech expert, Leslie Harper, here to tell us more about it.
Thank you very much. I like that expert title. That's pretty cool. So yeah, I wanted to let you guys know two of the ways that I was able to play with the custom groups feature in our beta software, which you will see soon. So let's take a peek. First of all, I went to the Create a Timer screen. I picked up an event called Good Eats on the Food Channel from the guide, selected that. It's coming on in the future, and I got this Create Timer screen. So I selected Options, and from here, here's the new change. We have the Set to Group option. So I selected that. And then from here, I could select any group that I want for my timer, or in this case, I wanted to select a new group because I wanted to make a special one just for Mark and Dan. So I made my Mark and Dan group, came back, selected Done, and now my Mark and Dan group is available to me in my Set to Group options. Once I select that, notice that when I return to the timer options screen, Mark and Dan's group is displayed for this timer. Now, next, in the My Recordings list, we've had this group option available for a while now, but notice when I select that, I can choose My Groups to arrange my DVR events. So I've done that, and here is my Mark and Dan group, and it shows I've put one item in there already, and I will show you how I did that. I decided to put the two Simpsons programs from the My Recordings list into Mark and Dan's group. So I select them, and in this menu, I select Edit. Here, I select the two Simpsons episodes, and then select Add to Group. Notice that the Simpsons episodes are now added to the Mark and Dan group. So, nice and easy. So to recap, you can select a particular group to record to when setting up a timer, or you can select particular DVR events to